Welcome back to the Biz News Rugby podcast. This week we are joined by Glasgow Warriors captain and Scotland international Kyle Steyn, who is also the son of our Biz News Rugby insider, Rory Steyn. So Rory, why did you bring Kyle on this week?
Well, contrary to popular belief by the Biz News tribe, I don't want to put him through any trauma. But it's just nice to have somebody that's right in this now. And since we've switched the focus from the Investec Champions Cup to the URC, and Glasgow Warriors are lying nicely there in second place, I thought, let's get somebody on whose focus is now entirely on the URC and see what what they have to say, because there's some great lineups. I see, for example, that in Wales they have two Welsh derbies and they are doing a double header at the Aviva Stadium. I don't know whether either of you saw that. So they've got Ospreys versus Cardiff first up, and then the Dragons playing the Scarlets later, which makes perfect sense, you know. So they'll probably get a fair crowd in there. Cardiff have obviously got something to say this weekend because of what's happened with them almost going bust and then getting bailed out. So yeah, there's some nice lineups.
So we're gonna have a bit of a chat with Kyle today. Rory, do you have anything you want to ask him?
Yeah, I do. I would just like to know, as I said, say as much as you can, Kyle. Obviously, the focus has now shifted solely onto defending your title as URC champions. Many would think that traveling out to play Zebre is easy, but it's anything but, because I know from personal experience, you're probably on a charter flight. It takes forever to get out there. What has the past couple of days been at Scotstoun as you guys switch focus? What has the chat been? Clearly, the focus is now on URC, and we get to play those guys from Leinster again right at the end of the pool matches, don't we? So what's happening at Scotstoun?
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Look, it's been a pretty heavy Monday, Tuesday. Obviously, with a result like you get on the weekend, it's always going to be quite an uncomfortable review, I suppose. But uncomfortable is very necessary after a game like that. And there's always a bit of perspective around. You're not always as bad as you think, and you're not always as good as you think on a good day either. So there's a bit of perspective around that. But I think putting our focus solely back on the URC and the belief that we still have, that we can do this again. I think Leinster have certainly, laid down a marker on the intensity you need to be at in order to compete with them at the top there. So Franco's always also really good at that kind of thing, shifting our focus, making sure that we can turn it into something we can use now. And, Zebre have won, I think they've won three or four of their last five games, three of them on the road, beating Edinburgh away, beating Ulster away. They only lost to the Sharks in Durban by a point. So just a really different Zebre side as well, and a different beast at home. So, all the boys at Scotstoun are looking forward to just getting back on the horse and, righting some wrongs.
Good to hear. How would you respond to the much talked about kind of statement or thought that, as it stands at the moment with Archie Snyman and Jordy Barrett, so there's four Rugby World Cup winning medals right there, as well as Jacques Ninaba as their defence coach, that Leinster are arguably stronger than Ireland. How would you respond to that?
I don't really get too involved in that. When you look at the Ireland team, they've got a whole bunch of those Leinster players too, and then you look at the key figures that maybe come from the other provinces, and you look at, there's a Todd Byrne from Munster and who you've got, Snyman and Bundy Aki often has that 12 jersey, and Geordie's obviously really good there. So, I don't get too lost in all of that. I think Leinster, look, they're an incredible side, playing really well at the moment, and certainly setting the standard around, the intensity and the accuracy with which they do things. So, like we said, we playing them at their Viva, in 5 or 6 weeks' time, and then, if we want to, go out and do this again, we'll probably end up facing them again. So, we've got two cracks at it to try and figure out, how to get up to that level.
Exactly, and I mean, I know, knowing you and knowing Franco, that is exactly what is going to be igniting the fire in the boiler room at Scotstoun. So let's leave that aside. And let's come then to this weekend's rugby. And Edinburgh, your derby opponents just down the M8, are actually playing some decent rugby at the moment. They've also got a new defense coach, haven't they, who's obviously made, or is it an attack coach, the new guy that's coming, Muthi, is it? Playing some decent rugby, and they have the Sharks at the Hive Stadium on Friday night. What do you think about that?
Yeah, again, like you say, playing some really good rugby, you know, across the road there, and sort of certainly, you know, starting to find a rhythm. You know, they've probably been one of those teams the last few seasons where you look at them on paper and, you know, they've got a cracking squad, you know, with some real strength and some real good experience. And, you know, so it was always a matter of, you know, sort of when it was going to start to come together with them. And they seem like they're sort of timing that pretty well now, you know, with the Challenge Cup semis and then home against the Sharks too. And the, you know, the Sharks are sitting in fourth. And again, you know, when you look at them on paper, you know, just a cracking team. And, you know, so I'm not too sure how they'll travel, if they'll bring all those heavy guns with them. But, you know, certainly a franchise with a point to prove.
Yeah, so looking at the Scottish Rugby News website, they reckon the Sharks are coming fully loaded. So it'll be a shark buck team, but that hasn't necessarily worked for them. So let's assume that they do bring all their big guns. They're fourth. Edinburgh's eighth, so Edinburgh arguably have more to play for. What's your prediction?
I think travelling, and I just think Edinburgh are in a bit better rhythm. This is the problem with the Sharks, you know, we know too well, is that if you catch that shark box side on the right day, you know, they can beat anybody. But I just think Edinburgh are in a really good rhythm. You know, this will be their third home game in a row, and, you know, and I think they'll just be in a good flow that, yeah, you probably back them to get that done at home.
By how many points or by how many scores? Pretty close still, right? Like
it'll be pretty tight, one or two scores.
And Rory, would you agree with that prediction?
I do, actually. I think that Edinburgh, as I said, they've got the most to play for. You know, the Sharks are sitting there in fourth, which is still good because you know, fourth gives you a home quarterfinal if that's how it ends. But Edinburgh have plenty to play for, and their form is building nicely. So I'm going to go with Edinburgh by 8 points. And that's the only match on Friday night, gentlemen. Then we have Benetton traveling to Emirates Ellis Park. And neither of these two teams are good on the road, but the Lions have been exceptionally good of late at home. So, you know, you've got Benetton that are not great travelers. You've got the Lions that really need to win because they're now sitting 14th, where they were far higher up the log. And Benetton are only just in the top eight there. So, Kyle, how do you see this one?
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think the Lions at home, coming off the back of a couple of losses as well, you know, they'll have their backs up and they're flipping dangerous at Ellis Park there at altitude and playing the rugby, you know, and like quarter to two kickoff there. I've got no idea what the temperature is there. You know, the Italians are probably will be a bit better with the temperature side of things, but at altitude there, you back the Lions to bounce back and get a win.
How many points?
Yeah, good question. I reckon 12-ish.
Yeah. So I was going to say 15. So let's kind of hedge our bets there, Patrick. 12 to 15. What is that? 13 or 14? Let's say 14 points. Okay, because I agree. I think that the Lions at home on the high felt with that running game of theirs, the way they back themselves, I think they're good to go there. Yeah. So that game is, as Kyle said, quarter to two. And then at the 4 p.m. local kickoff is down at the DHL Stadium. And another team that doesn't always travel well is Connacht, and both these teams are sitting outside of the playoff at the moment. Kyle, what do you think? Stormers going to be too strong here?
Yeah, I think Stormers. South Africa is a flipping tough place to go to, so it's hard to bet against, you know, any of those teams at home. But I think, yeah, the Stormers, they'll get that done in Cape Town. Points difference, I don't really know. It's a tough one to call, but I'll say Stormers by 8.
Okay, because I was going to say Stormers by 10, because you just don't know which Connor team is going to be rocking up there from Galway. Very, very tough to beat them in Galway. Not so good on the road, but I think the Stormers are welcoming back some top players, some Springboks. They've had a shocking run of injuries and very indifferent form. They've blown hot and cold, so I think they desperately need to win to get back from 10th somewhere into the top 8, and they're dangerous, man, when they're at home in front of those passionate fans. Yeah, so I'm going to say Stormers by 10 there. Okay, then we come to the first of the two Welsh derbies at the Principality Stadium, the Millennium Stadium there. So Ospreys have slipped a bit, and they were looking pretty. They were actually outperforming Cardiff at one point, but Cardiff sitting just outside the playoffs. The Ospreys in 12th. I mean, you could arguably say it's a home game for Cardiff since that stadium is in Cardiff. What do you see there, Carl?
Yeah, interesting one of, you know, the worst. They obviously call it Judgment Day when they do this double header like this. Like you said, not the best news coming out of Cardiff. But I still just think, yeah, the way they're playing, and you know, their coach has just come back from, you know, he would have got some good experience coaching Wales through the back end of that Six Nations, you know, and wanting to right some wrongs there. So I'm going to go Cardiff by six.
So I'm going to agree with that. They possibly have the, you know, slightly more to play for simply because they're lying just outside the playoffs. So I'm going to go Cardiff by 7 points there, Patrick. Okay, so then at kind of like slotting in between those two games at 6:15, we have the Bulls from Pretoria and Loftus traveling across to play Munster. So this is a top end of the table clash, third versus fifth. It's at Toman Park is that in Cork or Limerick, huh? Limerick, right? Yeah, Limerick. So what do you see there? Toman Park is a tough place to go, and not many people get a win there. So how do you see this?
Yeah, again, an interesting one, just because, you know, Munster, obviously, they've had a big couple of weeks. They beat La Rochelle away and then went to Bordeaux last week and lost there. And the Bulls have also been on the road 2 weeks already. I can't remember who they beat in the round of 16 for the Challenge Cup, and then obviously lost out to Edinburgh on the weekend. So both squads have had 2 big weeks already. And that kind of makes me want to just favor the home team. You know, the Bulls are on the road for a third week, and Munster are back home after losing, and will have a point to prove, and both physical teams that are pretty proud of that. So it'll be a big battle. So I'll say Munster by three.
I like that. I like the way you've set that out. So what we're looking at here is the possibility of quite a few niggles, a lot of guys in the physio and strength and conditioning rooms getting treatment, trying to get these boys match ready after 2 big weekends. The Bulls traditionally have never traveled well. We think of their form back in the Super Rugby days. The Bulls really weren't great travelers, and they haven't shown much form on the road unless they go to Leinster and beat Dublin in the URC semi-final. So, but I'm going to go with exactly what you say, and I'm going to back Munster by 3 points. I think that's very well put there. Then we've got the second of those two. What did you call it? Judgment Day. Is that what
they call it? Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent name, actually. So the Dragons, poor old Dragons, play the Scarlets. Scarlets aren't too flash either, but they're not 16th and kind of with no chance of qualifying. So how do you see this one? Scarlet's going to be too strong. Is it going to be another L against the Dragons?
Yeah, I think so. I think Scarlet's will be too strong, but Derby days, sometimes they get that. I think it'll probably be closer than we think. So I'll say Scarlet's by eight.
You're happy with that, eh? Eight or nine? Yeah, let's go Scarlet's. Yeah, exactly. Okay, and then we have those reprobates from Dublin that we don't want to talk about. Leinster host the Ulstermen from the other side of the Irish border. So it's another derby. Well, it's an Irish derby. Sitting pretty there, Leinster. Where will their focus be, though, Kyle? Because I know for a fact that they are so hurting from, you know, having messed up the Investec Champions Cup or the Heineken Champions Cup finals, as they were, you know, lost narrowly when they were leading until about the 74th minute last year. So their focus is arguably on the Champions Cup, but I know that they have had a great run in the URC. Have they got the squad depth to take on both tournaments? Are they going to be too strong for their orange cousins from the north of the border?
Yeah, I think so. It'll be interesting because I suppose there's two URC games before that semi-final, so I've got no idea whether, you know, they'll rest most of those guys that'll play the semi-final for both games, or whether they'll let them play one, and I don't know who they've got next week, you know, to try and see who they'll choose. But their squad depth is really good. Their systems are insane, and you know, a Leinster sort of what you would say is a second string team is still a really tough team to beat, particularly at home. So I'm gonna say Leinster by 12.
And they're also not too bad on the road with their B and C team. Just ask the Sharks. 2 weeks ago, they went down there and beat a Bokleden Sharks team, which was quite an unbelievable result. Yeah, so I'd agree with that actually. I don't think that Ulster, yeah, it's a derby, as you say, anything can happen, and no team is unbeatable. But they are just in such a good place at the moment. I mean, as Franco said, they are the strongest team in the tournament. So I'm going to do the same. I'm going to go Leinster by 15 points. Okay, now let's talk about the wonderful Glasgow Warriors traveling out to Stadio Sergio Lanfranchi. Got to take a charter plane into Parma, and then you've still got a decent bus ride down. But what a beautiful little town! I remember being there last year or the year before when we went down there and we walked around the town afterwards. Just a delight to be there. Very passionate rugby following, and thanks for that input earlier, Kyle, because I wasn't aware that their form had been that good. So do you just want to walk us through that again for because some of the people might only fall in here at the prediction side of things. You were saying that their form currently is very good.
Yeah, well, that's those three wins you see there, Ulster, Edinburgh, Dragons, all away from home, which for them are three big wins. And then that Sharks game when they were out in South Africa, they only lost by a point. And then I can't remember what the Bulls result was, but certainly a way better, way more organized side than they have been maybe in the last few years. And we played them in preseason and lost 31-0. So yeah, there's a lot on this game. But I'm gonna leave the prediction to you on this one, Dad. I'm gonna beating Ulster away.
So I'm gonna go with a closer game than what would ordinarily be expected, but I do know the quality and the pride that sits in those Warriors boys. So I think they're gonna make that trip down to Parma, and they are going to do almost what France did after they lost that game to England when they decimated Italy. And I think the Warriors are gonna come here with a big rebound, and I'm gonna go Warriors by 18 points. By the way, I think the Bulls smacked them when they
No
came to
bias.
Loftus, and then no bias. I think the Bulls beat them comfortably, but then they went, as you say, they went down to the Shark Tank in Durban and nearly pulled off a proper comeback. But interesting to see that good form, because beating Edinburgh in their current form and Ulster are always a tough outfit. But I back you, boys, Carl Steyn. I think that it's going to be a rebound win. You guys have got a lot to prove for. For what happened in Dublin. Yeah. So thank you very, very much for giving us some time on your day off. Tell us, just walk us through what the travel arrangements look like. You're heading down there tomorrow, heading down on Friday.
Heading there on Friday. It must be a charter because we're coming straight back after the game on Saturday, which is a nice bonus. So, it means we can fly straight into Parma as opposed to having to fly to Milan and then bus from Milan. So, straight into Parma. I don't know. I think that flight's like 2.5 hours. On Friday post captains, and then kick off. Yeah, obviously quite late on Saturday. Straight back on the plane. Our team manager said he's going to be grumpy after the game because he's got to get us there to the airport before midnight, otherwise they won't send the flight away. So, and then back home, an hour difference I think gets us back to Glasgow for 1 a.m. ish, somewhere around there, and then happy Easter Sunday at home.
Absolutely. Gotta go take that granddaughter of mine on her first Easter egg hunt. That's important not to miss. Just coming back to that trip, so you will do captains at Scotstoun in Glasgow and then fly. Will you go and have a look at the stadium before the game, maybe sometime on Saturday morning, or how does that work?
Nah, it's not that common over here. Hey, to have we'll always do captains at home at Scotstoun. We don't really take a look at any of the stadiums, to be honest. Sometimes when we're in South Africa, we do, and I think the South African teams, I think it kind of varies for them when they're on tour. Sometimes they do it at the stadiums. I think it's just personal choice, but it's certainly not as common anymore as as probably what it was used to be, or certainly what it is. Still for test matches and that kind of thing, you definitely go to the stadium, but. Now we run the same program every captain's. We do it at Scotstoun, and then if we need to travel, we travel after that.
Well, we wish you well. We wish you safe travels, and we wish you a successful Italian job. So, Patrick, may I just thank you? I didn't give you much much notice when I called you last night quite late to say that we got to get this guy on the call today because they're traveling on Friday. So thank you for setting it up, and thank you very much for your time, Kyle. Greetings from a getting cooler South Africa.
Okay, yeah. Thanks very much for having me. Good luck to the BizNews tribe out there in Superbrew. And if those predictions go wrong, then place the blame on Senior Stain, not on Junior Stain.
Good call.
Yeah, Rory, any final thoughts from your side ahead of the weekend?
Yeah, I just think it's going to, as I said, I didn't know that they had the Judgment Day doubleheader, Welsh derbies. So I'm going to watch that with some interest. It's another great day just to sit and watch rugby. It's a great excuse. Probably ride my bike early on Saturday morning and make sure I'm back in time to catch that 13:45 kickoff at Emirates Ellis Park. So, but you know, if you look at the predictions, we haven't gone with many big ones. It is the business end of the URC. Teams are settled, strategy is settled, they do their homework on their opponents, so it's going to be interesting. And as we said, that table is congested, Patrick. So, you know, on Monday we'll put it out there in the newsletter and see where we stand. But thank you again to you both.
Kyle Stain is the captain of the Glasgow Warriors, and Rory Stain is our BizNews Rugby Insider. And I'm Patrick Kidd from BizNews.com.